This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by Samantha. Samantha works with Phoenix Children's Hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, and PCH is actually one of the official sponsors of this year's 2017 McDowell Mountain Festival. Samantha, how's it going?
Hi, Walter. Thank you so much for having me here. Everything's good.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's an honor to be on today's show, to have you on today's show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Samantha, for our listening audience, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about Phoenix Children's Hospital. When was it first founded, and what was kind of the story of its inception?
Sure. Phoenix Children's Hospital actually just a few years ago celebrated its 30th birthday, which in the hospital world makes it a baby. It started as kind of a unit at a Good Samaritan Hospital and grew into its own, and we're on our own campus. We have over 400 beds. We serve the Phoenix community and beyond. We've had patients from all 50 states and other countries who come to PCH to get the best care that they can possibly receive. We actually just this year got all 10 of our specialties ranked top 10 in the U.S. News World Report, which is a great accomplishment for the hospital. Everybody there works so hard, and once you walk in, you kind of feel that everybody is focused on this one mission, and that's to make sure that the children and families of Phoenix and beyond are safe and healthy and happy people.
Man, that is awesome. That is an incredible story. And I know that you said you compare yourself, you said, you know, you're almost like a baby compared to like other hospitals, but
mm-hmm.
you know, it's still just amazing that you've, you know, provided that level of service for that long. You know, that's definitely commendable.
Absolutely, Walter. And, you know, it's crazy because the hospital is always growing. Our emergency department years ago was built to service 20,000 children a year. And in 2015, it serviced 80,000 children. So you can imagine how much we're growing. So actually, in 2017, we'll be opening our new emergency department, which can service 100,000 children a year who are in critical need of that urgent care.
Wow. Man, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, and this kind of feeds into my next question, but tell me about, you know, what the hospital specializes in. Because I know, like, certain children's hospitals focus on more childhood-specific illnesses, such as, you know, cancer or sickle cell.
Sure.
Is there a particular thing that PCH works on?
What's wonderful about Phoenix Children's, like I said, this past year we were ranked top 10 out of 10 specialties. So we do have a center for cancers and blood disorders, and we do have, you know, heart and kidney and gastro, and we really have such a broad range of specialties that we help children and their families with. Our Center for Cancers and Blood Disorders, actually in 2017 with the opening of the new emergency department, will expand and open more treatment facilities for the children who have cancers and blood disorders, which we're so happy about. You know, obviously we don't want to have to provide that service, but we're glad to be able to provide it and be able to grow and accommodate families and their children.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you first became involved with the hospital. I know that you do a lot of very, very important work for the hospital. Was the medical industry, specifically the work that you're doing now, something that you've always wanted to do, or did you kind of fall into it?
Well, no. So when I got out of school and for some crazy reason decided to go into the nonprofit field right away, and it's always been so important to me to work with an organization that has a wonderful mission, and Phoenix Children's Hospital certainly exemplifies that. I think every day when I go into work, you know, even if it's a particularly tough day, you know, we always know that we're working towards something that's so important to so many people, and it makes it makes going, you know, to any job that much more rewarding to work for somewhere with such a wonderful mission.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I think that, you know, being a part of something, you know, greater than yourself and, you know, being able to be a part of that daily and to contribute to, you know, its overall success is something that is just, you know, almost immeasurable in terms of, you know, happiness and, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. For our listening audience out there, you know, people that may have, you know, children at home that, you know, might be battling illness or, you know, people that, you know of children battling the type of sickness, how can they, I guess, get in touch with the hospital and, I guess, you know, be screened for, you know, possible help with, you know, an ailment that they're dealing with? Like if there's, for instance, a kid that is dealing with sickle cell disease or cancer of some sort, is there a certain process that the hospital takes in order to admit a patient?
I think if anybody has any particular question for a certain specialty or anything like that, the best place to start would be at our website, which is phoenixchildrens.org. It's a very user-friendly website to navigate and kind of find the any specialty physicians that you might be looking for or any recommendations like that. I think the best place to start in the internet age, so I would definitely start there with phoenixchildrens.org.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to jump ahead. I know that you, the Phoenix Children's Hospital is an official sponsor of this year's McDowell Mountain Festival, and, you know, I feel like it's a match made in heaven, you know, because the festival boasts of, you know, it's going to work with charity and community outreach, and, you know, it's one of the things that makes it one of the premier and most, I guess, attractive festivals in the country, you know, in terms of, you know, just the outreach that it does. How did the partnership come about? The hospital and the festival?
So Westpac Construction started McDowell Mountains Music Festival 14 years ago. We've been very, very fortunate beneficiaries of this event. 100% of the proceeds go towards Phoenix Children's Hospital and to UMOM, which is another wonderful nonprofit in the Valley. So, you know, we've been working with them for the last decade to kind of help and support their efforts in this event. And it's a huge event and a huge undertaking, especially for a company that's already so busy, you know, with their regular work. They've added this on top of it to benefit their community, and we're just so grateful for it. And Phoenix Children's Hospital wouldn't be where it is. We wouldn't be able to have the programming and the innovation and the technology that we have without community partners like McDowell Mountain Music Festival and Westpac.
Absolutely, absolutely. Will the hospital be on site at the festival for festival goers that, you know, would like more information about the hospital or just to interact with some of the staff members?
Heck yeah, we wouldn't miss it. We love this event. It's one of the most looked forward to events on behalf of Phoenix Children's Hospital and employees. What we do a few months before is let employees of the hospital sign up to volunteer. So we'll be there. You know, we'll have a tent set up with sunscreen. So if you're at the festival, make sure you stop by the CCH tent for sunscreen and chapstick and things that, you know, you definitely need when you're out in the sun all day. And just come and say hi to us. We're so happy to be there and be a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can't wait. It's going to be a blast. I wanted to also ask you now, would you be pretty easy to find for, you know, the people out there listening that, you know, will be attending the festival for the first time?
I'm sorry, could you say the beginning part of that again?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, so I said, you know, the festival is going to be really, really fun, and I know that you're looking forward to a good time as well. For the people attending the festival for the first time, will the hospital's booth be pretty accessible and easy to find?
Oh, yeah. So we have a big red Phoenix Children's Hospital tent. So we'll be there kind of among the other vendors who are there. There's a ton of wonderful vendors. There's food trucks. If I'm not at my tent, then you can find me at the food trucks most definitely. because it's just, it's wonderful to walk around and just kind of visit all the different tents. But, yeah, we'll be right in the middle of all that.
Awesome, awesome. And tell me, what would you say are you looking most forward to with this year's festival? I know, each year it's just bigger and better. But personally speaking, what are you most looking forward to this year?
Sure. I mean, it's such a wonderful event, and the sense of community when you're there, and you just know that the organizers are working so hard to put on such a fun, fantastic show for the Phoenix community and beyond. But they're also doing it to give back to their community, which is so great. And you can feel it when you're there. In a more superficial way, I'm really looking forward to, obviously, the food. Last year, we saw Kid Cudi, and he was amazing. And this year, Bloom, The Shins, Chromeo, Group Love, all of these wonderful artists who are going to be there. It's just really exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I forgot about Kid Cudi. Yeah, he's an amazing artist.
He was so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you now, for first time attending the festival, what did they expect? I know that you mentioned sunscreen, and it is Phoenix. How is the weather this time of year out there?
The weather right now is pretty cool. It's beautiful. I haven't checked the – living in a state like Arizona in Phoenix, I am not checking the weather as often as I probably should be because it's pretty consistently beautiful. I would say expect a range of, from probably 55 to 75, so definitely make sure that you layer up, as always, when you're out in the desert. And make sure that you're bringing your sunscreen, and if not, of course, stop by the PCH tent. There's plenty of food and drink while you're there for the whole day. Make sure that you stay hydrated throughout the festival. I know that that's often something with music festivals that people are kind of distracted and having so much fun that they're not drinking water. So, just make sure to stay hydrated, stay covered up, and have fun.
Very nice, very nice. And I wanted to ask you now, you're not an Arizona native, but you are no stranger to this festival. What would you say is like one of the must-eat things at the festival? There's going to be a ton of food trucks and stuff, but is there any one particular food or a specialty Arizona dish that our listeners should try?
Last year there was a food truck there with fried alligators, which is not something that you find much in Arizona. So, being a little bit on the adventurous side, or at least trying to be, I like to go for the foods that maybe aren't necessarily Phoenix. But of course we have always wonderful, Southwest dishes. I haven't met a food that I haven't enjoyed at the festival yet. So I don't think, the funnel cake. You have to go for the funnel cake with a cool topping on it and, kind of get out of the box with funnel cake with confectionery sugar and go for some cherries or pineapples or something crazy.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, I love funnel cake.
So
good. All right. I just have two more questions because I know that you're really busy. But I wanted to ask, The Arizona nightlife, what is the nightlife like? And does the nightlife, coincide with the festival, seeing that the festival is, three days?
Well, I'll tell you what. After the festival is over, I myself am pretty exhausted and ready to hit the pillow. But if I were going out, definitely downtown Phoenix is such a fun place to be if you're staying in the area. Hanny's, the bar that used to be a department store and now turned into kind of a cool, funky little bar downtown. Of course, there's a wonderful arts district downtown, lots of museums and places to check out if you have time during any of the days while you're here. They're obviously not going to be open at night. Or if you'd like to kind of adventure out a little bit, Old Town Scottsdale is a lot of fun, kind of a younger crowd. And then if you head up North Phoenix, like Cave Creek area, you get that kind of old western feel with Buffalo Chip and Roadhouse and all those kind of western bars.
Very
There's
nice.
Definitely
Very
lots
nice.
To do in Phoenix, yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. And,
Go ahead. If you are going to go out, make sure that you use the Lyft app because they give back to Phoenix Children's Hospital when you're using them to get to and from safely.
Very nice. Yes, and Lyft is something that you know a lot of people use, and that's perfect. I mean, getting around because you're not only getting you know, to and from the festival, but you're also, you know, helping others. And so that's a good look.
Definitely.
Samantha, my last question is how can our listeners get involved with the efforts of the hospital and donate to the hospital?
Give me one second. I'm just going to make sure that I have the website right.
Okay.
Before I answer.
Okay.
We have a short link to it. Okay, so how can you give back to PCHP1? If you'd like to get more involved with Phoenix Children's Hospital, you can go to phoenixchildrensfoundation.org, and there you can see a list of our signature events, like Beach Ball we just had on Saturday night. We have our Downright Beautiful Fashion Show, which benefits the Down Syndrome Clinic at PCH. We have Dine With Your Dog, which benefits our animal assisted therapy program, and lots of other really fun events. There's also opportunities if you'd like to create your own event, we'll help you with that. Or if you'd like to just give a donation, there's, of course, a link to donate right on there. And you can even see some really amazing stories of some wonderful kids and their families who have come to PCH and who kind of, you know, give us our purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is amazing. And we'll put that in the link to the body of this post as well. I think, you know, the efforts, the things that you guys do at the hospital is amazing. And that's definitely must be shared.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Samantha, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
We're just really looking forward to this weekend. McDowell Mountain Music Festival, again, 14 years going and supporting the community and giving back, and PCH would not be where it is today without the amazing support of community partners like McDowell Mountain Music Festival. So, and, of course, it's a really fun event. So there's still tickets left. There's still time to come out and join us for the shows, and we're, like I said, really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Likewise, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend and super excited, you know, because the festival gets bigger and better every year and, you know, just the fact that it's, you know, you're helping support good causes is also, you know, a reason to come out and to enjoy. So.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Samantha, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Guys, that was Samantha from Phoenix Children's Hospital. If you're listening to this interview on SoundCloud, make sure to hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an iPhone, an iPad, or a Mac computer, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free. Just download the app and search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. We're also available for Android users. If you have an Android phone, you can listen to us by going to the Google Play Store, search Google Play Music, search our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Samantha. We're also available on TuneIn. If you've got the TuneIn app in your vehicle or on your phone, you can listen to our show on the TuneIn app. It's available for free in the iOS and the Android store. And lastly, we're available on the Roku. If you've got a Roku player at home or a Roku smart television, you can listen to over 200-plus hours of original content, program, and interviews, all from us, all free of charge, by just searching in the Roku channel store.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.